did the Event Horizon Telescope detect the base of the sub-millisecond tubular jet in M87, by Brian Punsley et al. A high-sensitivity, 7mm very long baseline array image of M87 was previously analyzed in order to estimate the bulk flow jet velocity between 0.4 and 0.65 mass from the point of origin using the asymmetry between the well-characterized double-ridged counter jet, unique to this image, and the double-ridged jet. We use the same image to estimate the cross-sectional area of this tubular stream. The velocity, acceleration, cross-sectional area and flux density along this stream determines a unique, perfect magnetohydrodynamic jet solution that satisfies conservation of energy, angular momentum and mass, a monotonic conversion of pointing flux to kinetic energy flux along the jet. The solution is protonic and magnetically dominated. The bilateral jet transports approximately light year 1.2 t meters 10 to the power of minus 4 m underscore odo, year and approximately light year 1.1 t meters 10 to the power of 42 erg, sec, placing strong constraints on the central engine. A Keplering disk source that also produces the Event Horizon Telescope, EHT, annulus of emission can supply the energy and mass if the vertical magnetic field at the equator is approximately light year 1 to 3.5 g, depending on location. A Parker spiral magnetic field, characteristic of a wind or jet, is consistent with the observed EHT polarization pattern. Even though there is no image of the jet connecting with the annulus, it is argued that these circumstances are not coincidental and the polarized portion of the EHT emission is mainly jet emission in the top layers of the disk that is diluted by emission from an underlying turbulent disk. This is a contributing factor to the relatively low polarization levels that were detected. This was did the Event Horizon Telescope detect the base of the sub-millisecond tubular jet in M87, by Brian Punsley et al.